KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies to continue today with a chance for isolated showers and thunderstorms, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Creston report numerous recent arrests. On Sunday, 37-year-old Ryan McDougall of Creston was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. for public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance second offense. McDougall was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,300 bond. 31-year-old Edgar Mendez Lopez of Lenox was arrested Sunday afternoon for OWI second offense. He was also later released on a $2,000 bond. And 37-year-old Joshua Smith of Creston was arrested Sunday evening for simple assault. He was released from custody on a promise to appear in court. Saturday afternoon, 33-year-old Shane White of Clearfield was arrested in Creston on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear in court. White was transferred to the custody of Adams County deputies. Late Saturday morning, 19-year-old Jesse Christensen of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. He was later released on $300 bond. At around 8:15 a.m. Saturday, 36-year-old Wesley Gregg of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. He was ordered to serve the balance of his jail time and additionally charged with interference with official acts. After the balance of his sentence was served, Gregg was released to Ringgold County deputies who had an active warrant for his arrest. 48-year-old Brian Moore of Kent was arrested for public intoxication at around 5:30 a.m. Saturday in Creston. Moore was later released on a $300 bond. And at around 8 p.m. Friday, 49-year-old Derek Reha of Creston was arrested for public intox. He was also later released on $300 bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a naval warship christened with the name of a Northwest Iowa city continues to undergo testing. Kevin O'Brien is in command of the USS Sioux City, a combat ship designed for deployment near shorelines.
Putting the ship through its paces is fun. It's a fun ship to drive. It goes really fast. We can shoot while we're going fast.
Testing of the vessel will continue through the end of October.
If you ask any one of the crew members from either the Blue and the Gold crew, there are absolute challenges. And so what we do is we bring it through its paces, we document, we put it into the dock, and then we'll fix everything that we need, and then we'll be ready to go.
O'Brien says after this testing period, the USS Sioux City will undergo what's considered a short maintenance phase and be ready for general naval operations in early 2020. He and three of his crew members were in Sioux City last week, and he says the link to the citizens of Sioux City is important.
We could not be more proud every day when we put on our hats that say USS Sioux City. This is a community that has welcomed us, that has supported us, support us when we're here, and more importantly, it supports us when we're at sea. We receive countless letters, care packages from the folks of this region, and this region is absolutely steeped in service.
City officials presented Commander O'Brien with the Sioux City flag to fly on the vessel while it is at sea. O'Brien has presented Sioux City with an American flag that was flown on the USS Sioux City during its trip to Norfolk, Virginia. Officials say no one was injured in the crash of a small plane in northeast Iowa. Last Thursday, the crash occurred Thursday morning while the pilot was attempting to land at the Elkader Airport. The pilot of the single-engine Cessna was identified as 62-year-old Mark Cohen, who lives in Elkader. He was alone in the plane. The crash remains under investigation. Police in Webster City are investigating the assault Saturday evening of an adult female and juvenile male. Officers were sent to a residence in the 1200 block of 2nd Street at around 6:30 p.m. following a 911 call about a disturbance. When they arrived, police found 35-year-old Samantha Jo Gray of Webster City and the juvenile had been assaulted. Both victims were transported to the hospital for treatment. Anyone with information about the incident is being asked to contact the Webster City Police Department at 515-832-9166 or anonymously at 515-832-8437. Webster City Police are being assisted in their investigation by the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Criminal Investigation, the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol. A University of Iowa team has won a $115 million grant to develop satellites for studying a system of radiation created by the sun, space weather. The NASA grant will underwrite development of satellites expected to be launched within the next 3 years, with more satellites developed by Southwest Research Institute scientists. The Iowa City Press Enterprise reports the satellites are designed to gather data on how the sun creates solar wind and how Earth responds to the solar wind. NASA scientists say the goal is to understand what drives space weather so humans can mitigate any harmful effects. NASA official Nikki Fox says solar particles generated by the sun can interfere with undersea cables, power grids, radio communications, and other electronic equipment. Digital data must be stored somewhere, and Illinois lawmakers want it stored there. Legislation on a Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker's desk creates economic incentives for builders to build enormous data centers storing digital information for companies large and small. 30 states, including Indiana and Iowa, offer data center inducements. Dixon, Illinois Republican Representative Tom Demmer says neighboring states' incentives have cost Illinois the chance to land large-scale developments. A data center is a facility that centralizes an organization's information technology equipment and stores data. Beneficiaries would have to invest $250 million over 5 years. Iowa State University has sanctioned some of its sororities for hazing, but few details have been disclosed. The Des Moines Register reports a Sigma Gamma Rho sorority has been given a deferred suspension through May 2021 because of the hazing reported by two of its members. University officials didn't disclose details of the hazing. The sorority is allowed to continue operating at this point, but it could be suspended if there are additional rules violations. Ames Police Commander Jason Tuttle said two members of the sorority reported that they were verbally harassed by other members after they reported the hazing, but he said police didn't know the details of the hazing report. Police in eastern Iowa's Coralville report a man from Oxford was arrested Friday for allegedly shooting at a man in an attempt to kill him. 20-year-old Solomon Allen faces felony charges of attempted murder and eluding, along with an aggravated misdemeanor charge of carrying weapons following an incident that happened around 11:44 a.m. Friday in Coralville. Authorities say an investigation determined that Allen, who knew his intended victim, followed the man by vehicle to a parking lot where the victim works. When the unidentified subject exited his vehicle, Allen allegedly shot at him with a .40 caliber handgun. After a bullet struck the victim's car, Allen took off in a 2000 Chevy Equinox. The SUV was observed by law enforcement, and a short pursuit ensued before Allen was taken into custody. There were no injuries reported during the incident, which remains under investigation. The Iowa Department of Corrections reported over the weekend 33-year-old Luke David Sears, who was convicted of burglary in the second degree and domestic abuse assault in Hardin County, failed to report back to the Marshalltown Residential Center as required Friday night. Sears is a white male, 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 178 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on May 15th. Persons with information about his whereabouts should contact local police. You can see his picture in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, Auburn University says its president, Stephen Leith, is leaving after 2 years on the job. The university said in a statement on Friday that Leith and the Board of Trustees Presidential Assessment Working Group mutually decided to part ways. The president pro tem of the university's board, Wayne T. Smith, said that the trustees are grateful to Leith for his dedication and commitment as Auburn made strides in a world-class public university. Or as a world-class university, Leith said he believes the university is stronger now than before he arrived. Before going to Auburn in 2017, you may recall Leith was the president of Iowa State University and vice president for research and sponsored programs for the University of North Carolina system. Smith said the Auburn board will soon name an interim president. Former Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Sestak has become the latest Democrat to enter the presidential race. The retired Navy admiral, who calls himself Admiral Joe on his campaign website, joins a crowded Democratic field seeking the nomination to challenge President Trump. Sestak was launching his long-shot candidacy Sunday afternoon at a veterans museum in Waterloo. He decries what he calls America's retreat from the world and says strong action is needed to deal with climate change, corporate accountability, and China's geopolitical threat. Sestak served 2 terms in the House and bucked party leaders by mounting 2 unsuccessful bids for the U.S. Senate from Pennsylvania. He says he delayed his entry into the presidential race while his daughter was battling brain cancer. Iowa City is turning to bow hunters to help manage the deer population within that city. The newspaper reports that the city council reluctantly approved adding winter bow hunts beginning in 2020 and continuing through 2024. In addition, sharpshooters will be brought in to cull the herd this next winter. City officials had wanted to stick with managing the deer herd largely with sharpshooters, but the State Natural Resource Commission wanted bow hunting to be a part of the plan and wouldn't approve a plan without it. The bow hunting will help to ensure the deer population in Iowa City remains at a density of fewer than 10 deer per square mile. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.